Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. We are honored to be with you again today. It is a privilege to study God's Word with you. Thanks for joining us. We are Heralds of Hope, and this program is one way we fulfill Jesus' last command. He told us in Matthew 28 to go and teach. The program is going on radio waves. Please pray with us that God would use these programs to reach people. And through this program, we want to teach everyone about Jesus and the things we've learned from Him. We pray Jesus' kingdom would be strengthened and you would be encouraged in your walk with Him. Today we begin the last chapter of John, chapter 21. Actually, next week will be our last lesson from the Gospel of John. Our study through John started about 1 year ago, and now we're coming to the end of this wonderful book. We hope this study has been a blessing for you. If you're interested, all these lessons have been compiled into one book titled The Word. Please contact us for your copy of The Word. I will give you our contact information at the end of this program. The title for our lesson today is How Jesus Showed Himself. This is another story of the disciples interacting with the risen Jesus Christ. Jesus was alive then, and He's alive now. We know this because He's changed us, and He is still showing Himself strong to those who need Him. Let's go now to John 21 with Bible teacher J. Mark Horst.
The museums of our world contain monuments to many great men who have lived in the past. There's the British Museum in London, the museum in Cairo, Egypt, and the museums of other countries of the Bible's history. But the greatest man that ever lived has an empty tomb. That is his monument. That empty tomb bears witness to him and to the reality of who he is. No other person has that kind of monument. When the Romans crucified Jesus and his friends buried him, everyone thought that was the end. There would be nothing more out of this Jesus. But we know there was more. There was more because he rose from the dead. The last two chapters of John's Gospel, which we're studying, give us the record how he arose from the dead and how Jesus showed himself to his disciples. And so this meditation that we're about to engage in is based on John chapter 21 and verses 1 through 14. And so I invite you, if it's possible, to follow along as I read. That's John chapter 21 and verses 1 to 14. And here is the Word of God to us. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this way he showed himself. They were together, Simon Peter and Thomas, called the Twin, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. And Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We'll go with you." So they went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples didn't know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any meat?" And they answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you will find." They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw the net in for the multitude of fish. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he cast his fisher's coat around him, for he was naked, and he cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from the land, as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with the fish. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring of the fish which you have just caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet the net was not broken. Jesus said to them, "Come and dine." and none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took the bread and gave it to them, and the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he had risen from the dead. As you and I meditate on these verses, we notice the ways Jesus showed himself to his disciples. The first way was by his unexpected coming. Did you notice that Peter was the one who said, "I am going fishing"? This really isn't surprising. Peter was a fisherman before Jesus ever called him to follow him. Peter and Andrew, James and John, they were all fishermen. And on this fishing project, Peter's companions were Thomas, Nathanael, James, John, and two others of Jesus' disciples. It's not surprising that they would go fishing. Sometimes when we face traumatic situations, going back to what is familiar works for us like a therapy. We can immerse ourselves in our work and we can forget about our troubles for a brief space of time. Or conversely, when our hands are busy with work that is familiar, then our minds can think more clearly. And I suspect this may be at least part of the reason why Peter and the other disciples went fishing. They spent the night, however, without catching anything. Well, maybe that isn't really surprising either, because if the fish aren't running, like they say, then there's not much chance of catching them. But the surprising part is that Jesus unexpectedly shows up and he's standing there on the shore as the day begins to dawn. They saw him on the shore and they did not even know it was him. They weren't expecting him. That's how he showed himself to them, by his unexpected coming. I draw a lesson from this for you and me. Is it not true that sometimes Jesus comes to us at unexpected times in unexpected ways? At times when our hopes and dreams have been dashed and we feel all alone? Well, I am so glad to tell you that Jesus will be right there by your side, even though you may not expect him. Then there's a second way that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. It was by his unqualified command. First of all, he asked them a question, "Do you have any food?" And they answered by saying, "No." You see, they had been fishing all night and they hadn't caught anything. So, of course, they wouldn't have any fish. Probably by the way that Jesus asked the question and the way they answered it, they didn't have any bread either, because they had no food at all. Then Jesus gave them the unqualified command. He simply said, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find." They could have said, "What do you know about fishing that we don't know? We've been doing this all our lives." But they didn't say that. They just obeyed the unqualified command of Jesus. You know, this is remarkable. Here was a man standing on the shore, about 300 feet away, 100 meters or so, commanding the fishermen what to do. For someone to stand on the shore and to be able to instruct the fishermen where the fish are is surprising. But Jesus did it. He told them which side of the boat to cast their net. They followed his command, and they caught a great multitude of fish, so much so that they struggled trying to get the net into the boat. And then the reality of who it was came to the disciple whom Jesus loved. That's usually an indication of the disciple John. And he said to Peter, "It is the Lord." John said that because he knew nobody else would have been able to tell them from 100 meters away where the fish were. Here's the lesson I get from this way that Jesus showed himself. The disciples did exactly what Jesus commanded them to do. Think about this. Here was a stranger, because remember the text says they didn't recognize him, they didn't know him. He's commanding these fishermen, and they were all experienced, to cast their net on the opposite side of the boat, on the right side. Let us ponder that they did exactly what Jesus told them to do. I get a lesson from that for you and me, too. We also ought to do exactly what Jesus tells us to do. He tells us what to do in his word. And then there's a third way Jesus showed himself to the disciples. It was by his unselfish care. When Peter dragged that net to shore, they found that they had caught 153 fish, big ones. But Jesus was prepared for them and had already made a fire, and he had laid some fish and bread on the coals. After they pulled in the net that was bursting with fish, Jesus said to them, "Bring of the fish that you have caught." That must have been a wonderful breakfast. Yes, a wonderful meal on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And then Jesus said to them, "Come and eat." Everything was ready. Jesus had prepared a tasty meal for the disciples. So when they gathered around, the seven of them with Jesus, he took bread and gave some to them, and he gave some fish also. But nobody dared to ask him who he was, because they all realized that it was Jesus. And so, unselfishly, he met their need. He had everything prepared for them, all they needed. Now, I want to draw a third lesson for you and me from this. Jesus unselfishly cares for us too. He provides for our needs, just like he did for the disciples. What enriching lessons we learn from how Jesus showed himself to the disciples. You know, often in our lives, Jesus is there at unexpected times. Sometimes we don't realize it's him at first. But often he commands us, and blessings come when we do what he tells us to do. Often his care is shown by how he provides for us. And so I ask you, do you know him? Do you really know Jesus? Let him show himself to you, that he can really meet your need.
Thank you, J. Mark, for this teaching from God's Word, and thank you for joining us. It is a privilege for us to study God's Word and learn from it. Now take what we've heard and put it into practice. The teaching and instruction in the Bible is for us, and it is supposed to change the way we live. As you noticed, we are coming to the end of the book of John. We hope you have enjoyed the time we've spent in John, and you are probably wondering what is next. We have one more lesson in John, and after that, we will go to the Old Testament book of Exodus. We will go with the children of Israel out of bondage in Egypt and into the desert toward the Promised Land. But it is more than just a story about the Israelites. It is God accomplishing his plan on this planet. We know how the Israelites received God's law and became his chosen people. And many years later, out of the children of Israel, from the tribe of Judah, another lamb came. This lamb was sacrificed for the sin of the whole world. There's a lot we can learn from every book in the Bible, and we hope you will continue to join us as we begin studying in the book of Exodus. Once again, our study guide, The Hope Herald, will be available. Each program here is another lesson in this study guide. If you're interested, please contact us. We'd be happy to send you one. Here are a few ways you can reach us. The quickest and easiest way is through email. Our email is mail, that's M-A-I-L, mail@heraldsofhope.org. If you don't have email, you could send a letter. Send it to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And you can always contact us through our website. Go to heraldsofhope.org. Click on the Connect tab, which is at the top in the middle. Scroll down till you see Contact Us. Then you will need to fill in your information. While you are on our website, please look around and use the resources which are available there. We hope it will be a blessing for you. Again, the website is heraldsofhope.org. We thank you for joining us for today's program. Please join us again next week for one more lesson from John. Till then, remember this promise in Isaiah 41. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.